Good morning, world. Good morning, world. How's everybody doing on this Thursday morning? I know it's early in the morning. I believe it's about 3:21 a.m. And listen, I just got off my knees praying. I just got off my knees praying. So again, I wouldn't tell you to do nothing that I wouldn't do. But I do want to say this here. It's very important because when God puts something on my spirit, I have to get up immediately before I start my day, before I go to work. I have to get up and do what thus says the Lord, you know. And I'm beginning to be more obedient into what God is saying and to what God is doing for me. And my life for me and my wife. The things that I want to say, well, let me start the show off right. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to get up to see another day, to get up and be obedient, Father God, to your word. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to have the strength and the courage I need to speak on the things that you have allowed me and foretold me to speak on. And Father God, I want to say thank you this morning for this awesome day. Thank you this morning for this fresh start of the day. Father God, I bless any and everybody before they get their day started to be accomplished, to accomplish the things they need to be successful today, to be blessed today, to keep it moving today. Father God, bless everything that they touch, everything that they need, Father God. Bless everything that me and my wife need. Father God, protect us from the enemy. Protect us from harm and danger. Protect us, Father God, where we can be moving and hide us in plain sight from the enemy, Father God, because he's out there. She's out there. And that enemy roaring around like a lion, willing to seek and kill anything that they can devour. And Father God, right now, I'm asking for you to give us the strength we need, the endurance that we need, Father God, to fight this spiritual battle, to fight this physical battle, to fight this social battle. Because Father God, we need you on today. We need you this morning. We need you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We want to say thank you for everything. And thank you, Father God, for being a part of our lives and blessing us and keeping us, Father God. Even when people thought we was going to fall, even when people thought we weren't going to make it, even when people spoke these bad, wicked things about us, Father God, you came through and you blessed us and you protected us because God will provide. Jehovah Jireh, God will provide. And Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the protection. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us against the witchcraft, Father God, the demonic spirits, Father God. We thank you every day of our lives, Father God, for keeping us here and worshiping you and praying to you on this day. Father God, no matter what tasks come up against us, no matter what the enemy put up against us, no matter what someone say about us, think about us, feel about us, Father God, we know we have you on our side. And no weapon formed shall prosper. They can form it, but it won't prosper. Father God, and we want to say thank you on today. Thank you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray. Amen. 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 So, listen, moving right along, I want to speak on this because this is very important. And God put this on my heart to speak on this. But understand something. The more you grow in Christ, the more you grow in God, people are going to fall off. They're going to talk about you. They're going to talk about your spouse. They're going to talk about your kids. You're going to have family members that's going to try to get you caught up. You're going to have friends that you think are your friends going to try to get you caught up. You're going to have people that go after your careers. You're going to have people that's going to try to harm your family. You're going to have people that's going to try to go after you. They're going to go after your spouse. But what I'm finna tell you, lo and behold, You better keep your eyes on God. You better stay on your knees in prayer. And you better ask God to forever and always protect you. Because when I tell you, it's a spiritual battle out here. It's not a physical battle. People are praying for your downfall. People are praying for you to get hurt. People are praying for you to be perished from this earth. People are praying for your non-existence. People are praying for something to happen to you. You hear me? You have some demonic angels out here. You have some demonic folk out here. And people are against you and you don't know it. But when you get on your knees and pray, God will show you in the spirit. People are against you, but you don't know it. These same people who you call family and friends, who you grew up with all your life, listen to what I tell you. You better watch them, because people are out for your mockery. They are out to prove themselves right. They're going to whisper about you and hope something happened because of what they said can be true. They're going to put their opinions and their thoughts on you, and they're going to try to make themselves look as though what they were saying was right. You better watch those people, because they're going to be falling off. You can't trust these people like you used to. Even the ones you knew all your life, even the ones you came up with, even your sister, your brother, your siblings, anybody, I'm telling you, you better put God first. Because I have seen here recently how people will stoop low to talk about you. They'll talk about your spouse. They may even call you about your spouse. They will go as low as putting their children in it just to find out something about you. Be careful what you say about them. Be careful how you respond. People will go as low as to, when they talk, they will have their phone on record just to prove that I told you so. They will have their phone on record just to prove that I told you so. So be careful about these people. Be wary about these people. When you ain't hearing from these people, you better get on your knees and pray, because they're plotting against you. And you don't have to do nothing to them. They just don't like who you are. They don't like what you stand for. They don't want you to enjoy the remnants of life what God has for you. And that's when the fight gonna be on. That's when the spiritual praying gonna be on. That's when the spiritual battling gonna be on. Stay away from these people. People will watch your page and try to do something to your page just to hurt you. They will lurk on your information just to see what they can find to hurt you. This is what God told me, put on my heart to share with you today. People are going to be falling off. People are going to be falling off. But they falling off for a reason, because where you going, they can't go with you. They can't go with you. They're going to be falling off. So it says right here, Matthew 24:10-12. It says, And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will rise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Understand what they're saying right there. Matthew 24:10-12, it says, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. So people look you right in your face and hate you. You better love God first and love your family next. Because that'll be all you have. Rather you sisters or brothers or whomever related, listen, I'm telling you, you better put God first, because they are out to sabotage you and to make you look like a fool and to do anything to embarrass you. I just recently seen that happen. How low people will stoop just to get something out of you and talk about your very existence and talk about people close to you just to get your reaction. 1 John 2:19 tells us that they went out from us, but they were not of us. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they are all not of us. So they went out from us because they weren't of us. But they went out that it might become plain that they are all not of us. That they are all are not of us. So, just because people look like you, eat like you, do the very normal things you do in life to make it, don't mean that they of you. Y'all can be two separate entities, two separate people that's living here in this world, that's breathing the same air that you're breathing. This is a very important message this morning. A very important message. And I am telling you, people are falling off. Stay in the spirit. Stay in prayer. Go to God first and go to God for everything and ask God to cover you and your family. Y'all have a great day today. A great start of your morning today. Be blessed today and be prosperous in everything you do and keep your business to yourself and be wary of the company you keep from family members and all. I'm telling you now, you can't trust them. They are out to get you. They are out to get you and people are falling off. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Heavenly Father, thank you for this powerful message. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to be able to deliver this message. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to say thank you, Father God, and I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, listen, God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.